Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Caleb Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And I'm broadcasting to you live from Click Nutrition here in Joliet. Nice place. They got all kinds of sales going on right now, but first, let's get to this man. I call him the doctor, the MD. I mean, this man is just, they call him a freak of nature, but I don't want to take away from the work he's done because it's quite impressive. And you're talking about some years and years of work, hard work and dedication and sacrifice, and it has paid off to some muscle maturity that is just insane. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, I'm going to introduce him. His name is Martin Daniels. He is one of the most massive naturals in the business. Martin, could you please introduce yourself to those that might not know you?
How's it going, everybody? My name is Martin Daniels, and I've been competing in the natural world since 94. Just never looked back. Still going. Still pressing on. And I think they got a wheelchair division, so I'm not going anywhere no time soon.
Oh, I love it. Now, you have done some amazing work with your body. I'm sure you've heard all kinds of statements and accolades and everything else. But the one thing that I am impressed about is that among your peers, you're still one of the fan favorites among your peers. And that's quite a statement when you talk about, and this is something I've noticed. I don't know if you noticed that. I don't know how much you're on social media. But I noticed that when you look at the enhanced side, there's people that post about the different shows and different whatever, different outings. When it comes to the natural side, you see very few posts about the different elite competitors that we have, unless you're talking about a true, true fan of natural bodybuilding. So when you hear them talking about you in that eyesight, that's got to be quite impressive.
Yes, there's something that I've just worked on just from day one. I've always been a volume type fan when I train, and that hasn't changed even to this day. You know. I'm still just pretty much taking it to almost exhaustion, and you know, like a no pain, no gain type mentality, and there's no set regimen for days in a row. I just kind of train until I feel like I need a day off, and I've stuck with it, and it works. I'm a huge fan of listening to my body and keeping it crossed up and doing something different every time, and so it's still the same to this day, that regimen, just keeping it different, keeping it hardcore, keeping it just balls to the wall, and pressing on, and it's working.
It's more than working, and, you know, it's really impressive. And, you know, I tell this story all the time, especially to the people, and I've told you, but I got to see you in Kansas City compete, and you know, everybody, I remember even Kiyoshi was telling me, if you go down there, you got to see this guy. And you hear that about people that are, you know, just rooting for somebody or, you know, hoping they win. And that's what I was used to. You know, you just hear about people stepping on stage, the local fan favorite or, what, you know, whoever. So everybody's rooting for him. But then when they said they were, you were coming from, and I was like, well, he's probably got his work cut out for him, especially if he's going up against the the IFPA, and, oh my goodness, it was just one of those moments where you can't forget, because it was a fella down there that was waiting to meet you, and, you know, it's one of those where they say you get more than you bargain for, because I guess he's seen you in pictures and thought, you know, hey, I can hold my own against this fella. But it's a whole different story when you got to go, you know, go live. And I said, it's basically almost like a college co-ed student going up against Michael Jordan in his heyday. And that look on his face, it just said everything. And I would be remiss to think the judges missed at a judge's table what I'm seeing in a attendant seat. So I'm sure it was quite comical for them and anybody else that was watching. But when you can bring that kind of physique where even the competitors on stage are looking and they realize, you know, wow, this is going to be a butt whooping. You've done your work, because I truly believe that, you know, waiting for stage day is too late. Yeah, 3 days out is too late. You know, naturals aren't going to change their body in a matter of days. It basically leads up to a point, and then you get to a point of no return where you just, you know, if you didn't do what you had to do, then you're going to miss out come trophy
time. Well, what you got?
Yes. When you're working with that kind of mindset, you do have a focused look, let's be honest, but it's not an angry look where, you know, yours is more focused on the job at hand.
Exactly. I think people get it kind of crossed up, and I'm very approachable, and I'm always kind of laughing and joking, but I do have that skill. I got a job, I got work to do, and there's a seriousness to it, but at the same time, I just think you got, because we're all competitors and we all want to win, and I don't do shows because I want to do well, I want to make a good showing, I want to make a good outing. That would be wasting my time. I've always said it. Like I said, when we had the that meeting and we were talking with Kyoshi in the very beginning, I don't train for second place. So, you know, just with that mindset, you know, stay focused, but at the same time, you know, you're still open for, you know, any kind of conversation and have a good time and kind of relaxing a little bit. But I don't want to get too relaxed where it kind of shows on stage. I still want to stay tight and, you know, the mentality of it when you hit stage has to have that same, you have to be the same way just like your body. You got to be focused. And I think if you get too loose, if you get too relaxed, and then it shows on stage, I'm like, God, I didn't focus this time around. And I've been there and I've done it. And so that's why I take that approach. And once you get to that elite level, and you can be against those guys like, you know, like Richard and the Shaq, you know, you got to stay on point. There's no letting down, especially mentally.
And I'm glad you brought up the Legends podcast that we did, because there was, you guys basically predicted the season without trying to, where, you know, who was going to be doing what. And that was, I've listened to that since we did it, and it's just, it's amazing how you guys pretty much map out the shows and how they're going to run and who's going to be coming in looking like what. And this is, I mean, that's when you talk about elite, that's elite. When you can be there before you're actually there, that's something special. Because I was like, it's almost like you guys had a crystal ball. And it's really something how you could just match up the conversation to the different parts of the year and the different shows that you were attending, because that's exactly how you peaked. That's exactly how you kept stepped on stage. And that was the place that you saw, and it happened. So, you know, to train the body and the mind already be in the, basically be on stage, that's truly on another level. And speaking of another level, you know, it's part of your brand with the team you're with, you know, alongside of P2P, and that's another story we're talking about. You're actually with Law and that group. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. I reached out to him in the show in Atlanta, the Global Cup, and I didn't like the way I came in. I mean, I kind of went for some old school stuff and some tribal knowledge, and, you know, it's always a coin toss. You know, sometimes your body reacts a certain way, and I just didn't like, you know, what I was seeing. And sometimes, you know, you just have to reach out. You got to step outside yourself because, you know, just like you said, I look like, you know, I'm in this monk mode because, you know, bodybuilding is an individual sport. So sometimes we do look inward. But, you know, there are times we have to, you know, step outside ourselves to actually get to that next level. And the same thing, you know, we now reached out for P4P and I reached out for the pain. And he just took it and just took my whole, what I was doing, the 360 on it from day one. And I mean, it was in a short period of time, even from what, I mean, the pictures I saw in Georgia, I mean, I really burnt them. I was like, I don't know what was going on here. And and normally I'm a second half guy, which means I look better at night. And Payne took it where that prejudging looked like night show. People's like, what time was that? I'm like, dude, that's prejudging. I was smoking. And that's the best I've ever looked thus far, hands down, in any show I've done in the 20 years I've been competing. So big ups to those guys, man. They just took it and ran with it. And we just like you said, when we finish, it's gonna get better. And now I got the whole season to work with you. So he said they think they seen something, they ain't seen nothing yet. So I'm like, I'm with you. I'm all in.
And he ain't kidding. And, you know, that's what it has to be. I remember talking to Skip LaCour, and he said that was the problem of the natural athlete, because we're always, and I don't want to say we, and when I say we, I mean it as a community, not me and you. He's saying it more to the point that embrace natural bodybuilding. Be all in for the fact that you are going to be criticized and critiqued for being unnatural, no matter what kind of results you get. And if you don't get the critique and the criticism, you're probably doing something wrong.
Exactly. I mean, every elite athlete we have in a natural world has been criticized. It doesn't matter who, what organization, who they've been sponsored by. The best of the best, you name them, you can go from A to Z, top to bottom, and any organization. There's always that, you know, the naysayers. And that's fine. And I used to get pissed off. And I know my brother. Big shout out to him. He still gets mad, and my mom still gets mad. I'm like, you know what? It ain't no serious no more. It's a badge of honor that you think that I look that good.
Yeah.
That I may be taking something extra. That I appreciate it. That means I'm doing something right. I appreciate
it. and I had said early in the season, I said, it's not that I'm taking something, it's that I'm on to something. And when you start to figure out.
I like that. You make that t-shirt, bro.
We'll get P4P to set it up. Now, Rico had talked about that, speaking of P4P, and it was something that it really hurt us. JB included, where, you know, being such fans of natural bodybuilding and seeing the work that the elite competitors like yourself do, and just knowing, especially, like, you know, I used to tell people about basketball because that was I know it's kind of funny, but football was my sport. And basically to punish me for getting B's and C's on my report card, my dad made me play basketball as punishment. You know, you can still play sports, but you're not going to get to play the one you want. And I said I had an appreciation for basketball because I know it's a sport and, you know, after practicing in football and things like that, that nature, you realize that it's not just, you know, you just step on the court and all of a sudden you had it automatically scoring 20, 20, and 10. These are things you got to really work at because you're dealing with other people. But you still have to push yourself to a different level. And when I started, you know, I came off the football season knowing I wasn't going to have football that next year, I said, well, then I'm going to put everything I got into basketball. I had to show my dad up that, you know, he ain't really hurting me, so I'm going to get out there and do my thing with that. And I was in all kinds of pain. I'm talking just pain everywhere. It felt like I started the whole football season all over again because it was different muscles, you know, different mindset and different mechanics. But after that, I had so much more respect for the basketball players, because I realized it's not as easy as they make it look. It's a lot of work. And this is coming off a person that had just finished a football season. And I didn't still have the mindset or understanding of exactly what it's taking for these guys to do what they do. And, you know, when you realize that and realize you don't have somebody in elite status that has a sponsor, that was kind of like a smack in the face to me, because when you realize the grind, when you realize the work, when you realize all the things that go into being the people that you are and the passion that you have and still be getting sold short, it just didn't seem fair. So, you know, when I found out that you and Cleveland weren't being represented in the way that your work said you should be represented, it was hurtful. I mean, and as a competitor, when actually being the person that's being viewed that way, how did that make you feel?
A lot of interviews I've done, I've always said I train with a chip. And that's part of it is them not, you know, showing that appreciation, not showing, you know, that my statement of work. You know, you're praising me for the work I do in the dark. And then, I mean, everybody loving it, but at the end of the day, you shut the door when I walk off stage. It's like, okay, we'll see you next time. Thank you very much. Goodbye. You know, and that's how I train. And that's sometimes you see this scowl on my face. You know, when I'm walking on stage, I'm like, you know what? I want to smack down every sponsor dude on the stage. You go and give him everything that he wants. His full ride, he don't have to do nothing but show up, and I'm going to smack him. And I'm going to walk off the stage and take this money, take this, you know, and take this medallion, and you keep sponsoring me. He's not even cracking top three, you know. And so that's what it is. And that's part of my training, you know, that little something when I train, when I'm like, you know what? Oh, yeah, I know who's going to be there. And he's sponsored, but I'm going to show his sponsors that guess what? Yeah, he ain't even there where you think he is. You know, I guess he's just a face. You know, you don't care where he is. So it's not about, you know, what he's bringing on stage. It's about a representation or a certain look. So if you want the look, I guess I ain't the look. And that was another thing, too. I said, I guess I just don't have the look. It is what it is. So I just press on and, you know, let that feed that energy when I'm training.
You know, this is a tough spot for me because, like I said, anybody with passion recognizes an impassioned individual, and you know, it almost where it became too corporate and too, I guess, out doing this self, where they just didn't think about, you know, what is the look we're going for. Because one of the biggest things I had was, all right, you have, if we're going to look at this from a business sense, strictly a business sense, you have people that are taking your supplements religiously. And if you have somebody that's at the front of your business, taking the very supplements that you say work, and you see as a natural athlete that what he's taking is working, and he's taking what you're selling, then wouldn't that promote you more than the person that's basically geared to the gills and not taking anything that you know, other than the money from the sponsor?
But you see it all the time. You see it all the time. And that's fed that fuel for a long, long time. And then when P4P came knocking, bro, I shouted to the moon. I was like, man, this is something that I've been waiting for a long time. I had a couple of people just kind of talking, but, you know, people talk that talk sometimes. And that was my first statement when people made it official. They're not just talking that talk. You know what I'm saying? We're here for you. We got you. And, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to take it to the next level. And that's what it's been since day one, phase one. And we're just getting started with them, too. It is, just getting started.
And I like that because it still goes back to that another level that Law and Patty and Terry have been throwing down. It's just something special right now. And I Ryan Doris had said it, and I really loved the way he said it because he said right now this is a special moment for natural bodybuilding. We're at that spot where it's just beautiful, where everything's coming together, and the people that stuck with it are getting some of that reward because for me as a fan, I did not want that door to close on the people that paved the way because that's anybody that loves people that are passionate never wants to see them overlooked. And I did not want that to happen because you guys have put in the work. I mean, let's be honest, it's just something special. Regardless what you can see on pictures, to see you guys live, it is truly a blessing, you know. And I was just so hurt that I couldn't make the National Olympia because, like I said, just I know what you were like. Like, man, you guys just don't know. I can't explain. Like I said, I can have you Google, I can have you whatever, and I can have you go through pictures. But it's not
like
the same
side by side. Not
yes
at all. Yeah, because, you know, Phillip thought that, you know, he saw me in Virginia months before, so he thought he knew what I was going to look like. You know, even his wife, she's like, you just came with something totally different. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's not I'm trying to be the last me. You know, I'm not going to come this far, you know, and put myself out this far to come in anything less than what I came in. You know, it brings about certain, you know, even when you're dieting and training, you know, it brings about something primal action when you're training. You know who's coming, who's the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're shooting for. You already know they ain't cutting no shorts. So guess what?
That's right.
Isn't all the way. I thought I've seen some of the best. I've been next to, you know, Hilaire and, you know, the Clarittas and, you know, a couple of names from WNBF and Whitakers, you know, it's like, wow. And Clarence, you know, I can keep going. And what I'm telling you, keep that natural level, this took it to another level for me. A whole different level.
It's beautiful, you know, and I said this was my dream because, like, for me, like, natural bodybuilding was like early old school wrestling where you had the all-star and then you had the no-name wrestler that would come out there, look good for a minute, and then get his butt sprained, and then the show was over. But I said,
you didn't see him no more.
Exactly. I said, so we needed where the natural competitors, and, you know, this is something that I said, well, then it's going to fall on us, where you couldn't be dodging the different big names, because honestly, there were people originally that, you know, had their pro card, but they weren't competing as pros. They were basically just going on stage to win because they were picking their show. And I said, that was a detriment to natural bodybuilding. That wasn't a blessing. That was actually a curse, where you could actually have enough shows where you could basically steal away from the true competition, because that doesn't fill the seats. Whereas you got the competitors, when you guys got together, you made it special.
Yeah, it took it to a whole new level. And that was the reason why I stepped out in 2013 like I did. Because, you know, on that stage, it was three world champions. I mean, that was the first time that had ever happened in three different organizations. So, you know, everybody wanted to see, you know, the best of the best. Why not bring it? Why not put it together? Why not say, yo, this is where we're going to be. This is the lineup. Y'all need to come with it because it's going to be a show. It's going to be crazy. Yeah, and I wouldn't want to be a judge.
Exactly. And I'm thinking this is what's been missing. I said, because as much as we'd like to hold the whole show, it's a team effort to make it happen. And, you know, as long as you do your part, it'll make it so special. It'll make it so massive. I mean, like, regardless what you guys did, it still came out that much better because everybody was ready to be up there. And I was like, you know, this is insane.
Everybody was ready.
Yes.
There was nobody, oh, my God, who's going to – guess who's going to be here? It was like, yo, I'm ready for this guy. I'm ready for, even for the people I've never seen before. I mean, the guys from Australia and different countries, you mean, you have no idea what they're bringing. And then when you see them, you're like, I knew they was going to bring it. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole different mind. It was crazy to me. I loved it like that, though. I mean, the best of the best, it brings out the best in everybody. It did. And it
shows.
Oh, yeah. It
shows,
buddy.
Yeah, buddy. I mean,
yeah. When I was on a plane, I was like, okay, I need to book next year. We need to go start.
Exactly.
That was my mentality. I need to book next year, like right now.
Because you know it's gonna be team bringing it again, and you know, without that kind of electricity, you don't really get that kind of fan follow. You know, if it's just Martin Daniels on stage, then we're taken away from natural bodybuilding. And
because they know around about the top 10 that's going to come, and then you don't know about like some of the guys that may have not competed that particular year or took a couple of years or so off. then you know that they're bringing the best because this is the elite show of the year. So there's even some of the younger guys that have never done nothing before, their first pro shows that, you know, I was like, wow, these young dudes, they was even bringing it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a couple of physiques, I can't remember their names, but I remember some of the younger guys. I'm like, man, I don't want to be around when these dudes really fill out. You know what I'm saying? They're still puppies right now. Yeah, I got an old man muscle. They be asking me, I'm like, yo, just give it time. It's coming. Just keep grinding.
you better believe it.
That's it.
And they are bringing it, but they're doing it because they realize you guys did it. You know, when I was able to talk to Reno, and he's bringing up your names, and I'm talking to Ryan Doris, and he's bringing up your name, where he knows that you guys laid it down naturally, didn't cut any corners, didn't, you know, risk your health or your body, and you still got that kind of look. You know, that...
We didn't switch out and say, you know what, I'm going to try this route. No, it didn't work, so I'm going to come back. We stayed the path. And that shows them, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like Kobe with the Lakers. He still stayed their path, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't about jumping. I mean, you can go to different organizations and you want, you know, compete against some of the guys that won't step out the org, but at the same time, we stayed natural. And that's the basis. That's the foundation. We stayed the course.
Amen. And it shows, and, you know, like Rico called it the fountain of youth. And I agree with him because I was able to see some of the people that I graduated school with. And, you know, it's amazing if you take care of your body, it takes care of you. And, you know, not just an age sense, just a health sense. And there were some people that made that choice, you know, from football to baseball. Because I played every sport. In school, so I got to know a lot of the kids in school, a lot of the teammates, and just running with them, but not running with them like that because you know we had that rule where when the lights out, you home. Yeah, plain and simple. There ain't no option. Yeah. So to see them stages of life that they are now, and the damage that's been done over time. And this is, you know, like the one fella told me he hadn't been using any kind of gear in like 10, 15 years. But he said the damage had already been set in to where, you know, his joints were in pain and everything else. But when you start to think about because you didn't make that choice and you're still stepping on stage and you're still holding it down and the fact that you're bringing on another generation that doesn't just have hope and passion. They've got a belief and a belief system.
Exactly.
And they see
exactly.
that it works. Man, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I feel good. At one time, I was kind of wondering the route it was going to go when, you know, myself, Cleveland and Richard and, you know, a couple of top guys stepped down. Where is it going to go? Because, you know, I was looking at some of the competitors, and I really wasn't impressed. And I did a show in New Jersey a couple of weeks before Olympia. It was an old school guy, and I can't remember his name. And he's like, you know what? This is what bodybuilding is supposed to look like. You know, he just picked me up on his arm. He took a picture. Wow, I wish I could remember his name. But he's from New Jersey, one of those old school natural bodybuilders. And he said, this is why, you know, why I train. He said, he had a certain look, and he said, this is what natural bodybuilding is about. He said, you just keep going. Just don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I can see that I'm still cracking that top one or two and still having fun with it and still anticipating and being slightly nervous before I step on stage and all those little things are in place and I'm still loving, you know, the whole journey of getting better, I'm still pressing on. I don't see no end in sight.
I thank God for that. I'm being selfish when I say that. I thank God to hear that because you know it's payoff time, and I'm glad that you know you didn't give up because so many, especially at the beginning of the year, there was a lot of negativity in the air, and a lot of people that basically lost heart, and I said, you know, we'll keep grinding, because I said, to me, that's like that tough workout thing where you're sitting there and say, well, you can either, you know, complain or go home. But either way, you lose out on the workout that you're sitting down there prepared to do right now. And what is keeping you from finishing the workout? And if I can't get an answer that's legit, then I got to sit down and suck it up and hit it, you know. Or be like everybody else that doesn't step on stage and have an excuse ready to make sure I don't.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about the Legends, because I still haven't been out to the Legends, to Rico's Legends show. You know, that's the first time I had seen Daniel Strong, and he stepped out there looking like a beast. And I said, then this year you come out there, and
disappointed, because I did what I normally do. I just kind of show up, so to speak. But Rico knows coming. You know, that they don't know, but I think the competitors didn't know, because I like the last minute thing, and, you know, because I like the mystique and, you know, and the quiet storm. You don't see me coming. But, you know, even when I did Rodney's show in the beginning of the year, I mean, I was supposed to judge and guest pose. And then all of a sudden, you know, I got my gear, you know, I got my velour suit on, and I'm all tanned up, so they already know. I was like, wait a minute, you compete? Oh, yeah. I like that mystique of it, but I think I'm going to change it up a little bit this year and put myself more out there. You know, with the sponsorship, it has kind of brought me out of my little shell when it comes to, well, social media. And you see what it brings about, just that you know, people love it. They like to see and they like to know. You know, that's what it's about right now. And I'm feeding into it. It's a slow process with me, because I am kind of I get in my corner, and you see me when I'm ready. But I'll put a little more stuff out there this year. You know, it's a process for me.
Hey, Martin, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. I think we got cut off a minute.
Yeah, okay. One of the good things that I just love about natural bodybuilding, and one of the things that always keeps me going back, especially to the live events, it's like you're saying, where you don't know who's going to show up. And even if you do, like you were saying with the Australians, you don't know what they're bringing. And, you know, this is crazy, but I hadn't really thought about the depth of the audience, because I'm so used to the old way of doing things where you have family show up, and as the show goes on, the seats empty out. You know what I mean? At an Iowa show, they stayed until the show was over, and then they came backstage. And that kind of blew me away, because they were asking legitimate questions. And, you know, that's when you start understanding that this we're actually growing, because, you know, they didn't know my name per se, but they knew 2 years ago when I stepped on stage and how I looked and the improvements I made, and they were looking to find out how that happened. Because I remember it would be basically, and this is just real talk. This is P4P real talk, so let's be real. It's basically, all right, you have coaches that aren't coaches. They're basically just starving these people to stage. And then you had people that were enhanced. They were looking to sell their gear to the people that were not quite so close to winning. And, you know, they were looking to have this ready-made excuse for why life sucked and they couldn't do any better. And then you had people that were just family members that were sitting in attendance. And then, you know, as the show would go on, place would empty out. Now you have educated people that have been following the sport for enough years to where they don't know the exact names that's still coming on, but they know the persona, they know the aura you bring to stage, they know that gift that you have in a natural physique, and they realize the work you've done just off watching their own family members come up through the ranks. As an elite competitor, you know, I'm sure you've seen the change before me. How does that keep you motivated to know, you know, this game is stepping up and you got to step up too?
this is what the Meshach is 32, and and just he's just scratching the surface, and then he's already looking for that one. So when you see those guys like that, and you see them up and coming, you know, it brings something out of my training. You know, it takes my training to the next level. The prep from everything from A to Z. You know, when we got to Las Vegas, we were kind of limited for us. You know, some symbolize a microwave. So stuff, little stuff like that, you just kind of you kind of take for granted, and then once you kind of go through it, you're like, you know what, I need to be better prepared. You know, and so you're talking about the same thing with competitors. For his amenities and everything from A to Z, and so the younger guys that's coming up, man, I was impressed, and I'm a fan. I'm not just a competitor, so I watch the amateurs and I see the young guys up and coming, and I'm like, man, these guys bringing it, and they just amateurs. So, and a lot of guys that were amateurs, they could have very well been on stage with us, easy, some of them. So that up and coming, yeah. They push that. I mean, they got that youthful exuberance, and you know, they're looking forward to it. And just like anything else, they have more time than we have. So
yes,
you know, yep. Need some anything else? I mean, need some nutrition and information, and I mean, there's so much stuff that they have, you know, at their tips that we didn't have at one time. It's just tribal knowledge, and hopefully, you find that the kind of the biggest muscle hell in the gym, and you picking his brain. But a lot of times, it's not what you need. And so now, you know, this young up and coming, they have this plethora of information that we didn't even have. So it's just the game is totally different. It's changed now 1,000%.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because the one thing I hated, or not hated, hate, is that bro science that limits a natural physique and body, because you can see where people can grow and it just expound their bodies, but they're limited by somebody's influence, and they're dedicated. I mean, it hurts when you see that kind of loyalty given to the wrong person. And you know, well, you're taking 2 years of training off a physique that can be such a blessing to the natural community. And it's not a selfish, like, you got to do it my way kind of deal. It's more like, you know, this benefits you as a person and an individual, but
exactly.
Because they can't hear it, yeah. I'm sure you've had to deal with that twice as much as me.
Exactly. I'll never say his name, but when I first got, I hit the scene, and my first show was NGA, and I did the Universe, and I was competing against Miles and Joe Patterson and the Rope Man, and these guys I've never heard of, but when I seen them, I was like, man, this dude just kind of just killed me on stage. And this one guy was like, you know what, since you caught heavy, you just need to do legs once or twice a month, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? So you can balance your upper body. So I'm looking at this dude. I'm like, are you serious? I mean, it's just one of the things where you knew better, because me training my legs like I did, you know, has got me to my point. So why would I do something just so counterproductive and kind of for what I've done up to this point? And once every 2 months, are you serious? So that's kind of stuff that, you know, these guys will push sometimes. And, you know, luckily, you know, I was like, no, I know better. I just didn't believe it. It's crazy just to hear it. And plus, I mean, one of the things I love training is legs. You know, so I train 5 days a week if I could. So, you know, it's just kind of went in one ear and not the other. But I can see, you know, somebody younger taking that influence and running with it. With the mindset of the younger generation now. Because my mindset was different at that time. But the ones now, they're just taking anything out. Oh, okay, that's what I'm going to do then. You know, and that's how they are. So.
I think Lee Star touched on that a little bit, where he said sometimes the good thing and the bad thing. Because there was that it was, I can't remember. It's like, I don't know, I'm so excited to be talking to you, I can't focus on nothing else. But it was one type of training, and I said, boy, that almost sounds horrible. And the guy was trying to explain to me, no, this works great. You know, I get this great, what is it? And I was like, no, you know what, yeah. And I just basically nodded my head and just let it go on in one ear and out the other, because I said, this is basically stopping my workout, sitting there worried about what this is. If it doesn't bear fruit, to me, why pick the tree? And it just didn't make sense to me. why I would even bother listening. You know, you hate to basically brush somebody off because they're really doing it from the goodness of their heart. But it just, there was just nothing to it.
That's it. That is it.
So now you have a new team. You got a sponsor. You've got the same mentality to just drive and win. You know, I'm excited for 2016. I've seen where everybody basically said, I'm not giving up. They didn't want to give up. There were people that said, you know, I've had enough. But like I said, it was more on the negativity, not the stuff they were doing in the gym, but just what they were seeing on social media. And it took the heart out of a lot of people, and I'm sad for that. But, you know, I'm glad that the people that know they can do better said, I'm going to do better. Because to me, we're challenged every day. And whether it be work, family, friends, life, anything is going to be a challenge. And it's how we present ourselves to it is what makes the difference. And what I saw at the end of the year had me excited. Like you said, with me, Shaq, with Rico looking like how he looked, with you, you know, bringing it. And then Justin Figueroa coming from Australia doing, you know, basically looking how he looks. Every single year he's coming in better.
That's the first time I've seen him live. I mean, incredibly impressed. So I'm like, man, when I stepped off the plane, it was straight to work. Straight to work, literally.
Mm-hmm. and I don't blame you.
Like,
I mean,
you're going to take some time off. I was like, no, nah, man, did you see the stage? See what was on stage? No.
Exactly. I got a guy here, his name's Denny Shea. I call him my gym dad because he's always been there with the knowledge that actually makes sense and not the bro science. But he had asked me once, and I said it in a joking fashion, but I said, you know, really, I ain't joking. I said, all right, if I get first place, I said, if I get second place, I got work to do. If I get first place, I got more work to do. And he kind of looked at me like, I said, this is what I was taught in every sport I played. There is no time to be resting on your laurels if that isn't what drives you. You know, if getting first place is what did it, then I would have stopped then. What drives you? I think is the question that most people, you know, and I said, you know, honestly, let's be honest. The sports isn't for everybody. Some people are just natural fans. Nothing wrong with that. But for the ones that do it, it does take a different kind of mindset. And I'm sure you can speak on that a lot better than me.
Yeah. If every time you get a moment to yourself, if you're thinking about it, if every time you sit down and eat, you're like, okay, you're conscious of what's on the plate. This is really helping my physique to look the way I want to look, even in the off season. If that's something that's paramount in your daily activity 95% of the day, then that's where you need to be. That's where that passion lies, because it's not even it don't take somebody to pull it out you. They can see it in your ethos, the way you walk, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, what you talk about. I mean, it's everything. And when it's like that, it's not even a question. For me, and natural bodybuilding, and I'm saying with my family, I'm talking about them. If any of my them is bodybuilding, and that's it, because that's my life. And then you got people in other realms of, you know, what they do, and you can tell just by certain people what's going on with them, because that's how they are. But for me personally, that's that drive. I just love it. I love the competitor. I'm a huge competitor, so that just brings out that side of me. That always have been there, just that drive to be better, drive to get better, and knowing that I hadn't hit that mark where I said, you know what, I can't get no better than that. That's the best, and I can't get no better than that. I haven't hit that. I hadn't seen my Picasso yet. You know, I'm still
I like that.
Right here. this right here, I just got to get a little more right here, you know, and I'm still like that, even though the fans like, oh, my God, you're perfect, couldn't get no better. And I do believe I got better just in a short period of time this year. But now that fed me even more so to say, you know what, it's going to be even better next year. You know what I'm saying? Because now I have a game plan. Now I have some backing. Now I got somebody that, like, you know what, okay, this is what you need to do. Okay, change this up a little bit. You keep doing what you're doing on your training side because you got that. That's not even a question. But now on this, you know, nutritional side, we'll bring a little more experience and just with dealing with you now, we know exactly what's going to work for you. So try this out, you know, and that's what it's about, where you can take that mindset part, that part out of it, and just focus on something that I enjoy doing with the stream. And, you know, just kind of grinding in the gym. So, you know, and somebody put on paper, okay, all right, do this. And it works. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer for me.
No kidding. And you know, we have to speak on muscle maturity because there's still a lot of, like you said, up-and-comers that don't really understand what that entails, because it is a blessing of consistent and constant work. But, you know, it has to be good form. It has to be good rest. It has to be good diet. It's not just, you know, gym work and everything else falls into place. It's basically got to be balanced out to where that muscle can be fed, worked, and rested in a way to not just get the growth, but then maintain the growth and start putting on some shape that new competitors just don't have, because, you know, that takes time.
That time and great, just like anything that we do, you know, just any job that you're on, the longer you're at it, the better you're going to become. You know, if you stay the course and you look for avenues to get better, not just throwing a punch in the clock, you know, but you're actually doing your homework. You know, now it's not a physical thing, it's a mental thing where you got your workout written down. You got numbers written down that you're trying to hit and you're trying to achieve. So now you're putting everything together. Now it's 360 versus 50%. So you're like, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's not just about going to the gym and moving some weight. It's not about that anymore. Many times it was, because you just want to bench more than your boy. So now you can care less what you're benching. It doesn't even matter. Exactly. So, you know, you talk about controlling and actually flexing the muscle, you know, doing it. You know, the positive and the negative portion of the actual rep. So it's not just about throwing some stuff around just to say I can squat 600 pounds. No, I was doing 315, 20 reps versus doing 600 for one or two reps just to show the gym I can move it. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, the mindset is totally different.
And especially when you talk about bodybuilding, I said, I was telling a fella today this morning, for my morning routine, you know, I was like, yeah, I can remember the days when I used to want to lift the gym. I said, but all it took was that chest strain, and 3 weeks out the gym, I said, then I just lost 3 weeks worth of work. I said, so not only am I losing the gym time, I'm losing the muscle that I thought I made by trying to lift the gym. And I said, when you talk about that kind of mental whooping, and what did I prove? You know, you leave out the gym, and you're walking around like you ain't worked out at all because you're in such pain.
Exactly.
They say, well, if that's what the gym does, then why would I want to go there?
that mentality, I guess, has to be totally different when it comes to bodybuilding versus powerlifting. Or, you know, I mean, it's this time of year now where you got the pretenders, you know, they want to get ready for the summer, you know, and those guys, you know. We get the onslaught of people. They're on their way. And it's just a seasonal thing. And it is what it is. We just kind of navigate and we press on. And, you know, you'll never see me in a tank top. You'll never see me in some short shorts. I'm always covered. You know, there's never nothing. It's never showtime for me in the gym. Even though people, you know, want to walk around and they want to see, because they know something. I'm not the average gym goer. You know, but, you know, there's never a time where I'm in there flexing and, you know, to see what I got, doing ab shots, I could care less. It's starting to shine when I get on that stage.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have gym outfit. You know what I'm saying? You know, the tights. And I mean, for some people, that's cool. That's the thing. Do you? The thing I have on, my work cargo pants. I did upper body, so I have my work cargo pants and a hoodie.
And it works.
That's it.
And it works. I mean, you should be a hell of a
dude. Still, like, I'm
gonna
do the exercise. You know, I'm looking like a bum. Don't even, you know, he had no idea what's up under my sweatshirt, but he want to do what I'm doing. Okay, bro, then you think.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I hope he was ready.
Oh, they talk that talk until they, you know, you make it look easy because I'm controlling the weight and I'm squeezing. But yeah, you know, we have no idea what goes through it and the mindset and the connection that I have at the particular body part I'm working. You know, they just see the movement, and that's all they see. Well, I thought I can do that much weight, but I had to lighten the weight. It's okay. It's not about how much you're moving. And that's you got to take that out. You got to take that out of the bag. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you leave here, who knows you just moved that weight? Nobody.
That's right.
But
they have no clue what you look. But they know how you look. They know how you look, I'll tell you that.
If they had a clue. And they think I'm just other, but they don't know how far other. Every now and then there's that one dude that, you know, he'll go pull up on the website and he'll pull the internet up and show a couple guys, and there'll be this disbelief. Wait a minute, that's him? And, you know, you can always see it on their face when that guy. You know, there's always that one dude in the gym that kind of knows.
Yeah. You've been to a lab.
And they say shock because, you know, they're like, man, I would wear tank top every day. Why? What would that prove?
Yeah.
No, I'm not here for that. I'm not here for that. No. And then mentality,
well, you know,
it brings, yeah, and that's when some of the younger guys, I think they get caught up in that. They get caught up in hype, you know. And you know, from time to time, that's okay because you're all put on a pedestal and you're all pushed to the forefront. And when it's time, then you shine. But when you're in the trenches, you're grinding. That's what you do, you know. You got your BDUs on right now, so that's what you do. You grind. It's coming.
Yeah. We need teachers like that. When you say that, you know, so they can realize you don't have to sprint all the time, you know, because it's a lot of people, and I think that's what makes them go to the enhanced realm instead of letting their bodies reach fruition in a natural state, because they want it now. You know, I want that limelight. You know, I see the pictures in the magazines, and they got the online shots. And, you know, I get all that. I said, all right, but what's the payout? What's the cost, and what's the payout? And when you have to start answering that, you know, that makes them think long-term. All right? You know, like what's that thing they say in movies and behind these books? In 5 years, what do you see yourself? And I said, hopefully not dead with the stuff that they have to do. To get that look. And, you know, it just, to me, it's like, if you get there and it ends, then where'd you go?
Exactly. Just the instant gratification. I mean, that's today's society when it comes to a lot of guys that's in the gym. They got to get it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I talk to them and I'm like, dude, just enjoy the journey, bro. Enjoy it. Because I'm telling you, you don't have to be a monster to be nice. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be this big 300-pound, you know, monster in the gym. Because if you're asking me, if you're doing it for the females, most of them don't want anyway that tension. They like the guy that's a little more tighter anyway. She don't want this little crazy massive dude that ain't got no lines on him. Ain't got no tight core. You know what I'm saying? So why are you trying to be this huge, you know, bigger-than-life type guy knowing it's not going to last long? And then now you've got that mentality, that mindset. When you lose 30, 40 pounds, they ain't going to see you in the gym because you ain't Big Mike no more. You know, so now you don't know how to handle that. So we're talking about another side of it. You know what I'm saying? You just see the upside and upswing when you get to this peak. And then, okay, what happens when you got to go off because you can't stay on?
That's right.
Oh, bro. There's too much that goes into it. That's the crazy side to me. That's when it gets crazy. No.
It gets kind of insane, and when you're talking about the mentality, if you really think about it, as much as people might see your body and say, man, that's some hard work, they don't think about the mentality that drives the body. And I said, that's what makes the natural bodybuilder special, because they've had to overcome two types of beatings. One is poor sponsorship, if they had one, and two is nobody believes that you are who you are.
Or you gotta be. You gotta be doing something because nobody's gonna put that much work in. It's impossible. It's not really nobody. The individual who's thinking it has that mentality that he won't put it in. So of course nobody else could put that much work in. Nobody else. That's involved. I can't do it, so you can't do it. Okay.
It ain't happening.
Exactly. And I've never been like that because you know there's all. I get the questions all the time where. Just think, Martin, you think it's natural. I'm like, you know, I will not pass judgment on nobody because I know I've been passed judgment on. Even I heard, you know, even when I was in high school, before I even knew what a protein shake was, you know what I'm saying? One thing I was just eating my mom's food. I just love working out. And because I squatted 500-600 pounds in high school, I had to be doing something. Huh? Really? I don't even know where to get that from. I'm from the project, bro. I don't know where to get it from, please. No. Plus, my mom would kill me. Are you serious?
Even
but that's one of the things
day.
Where we deal. Even to this day. And that's sad, but that's the reality of it. But, you know, a lot of guys in the gym think it's impossible because they don't want to put the work, the nutrition, the rest, and everything that goes into it because they want to be like that tomorrow. But this is lifetime for me. This is a lifetime.
Yes.
People from high school see me and say, I kind of figured, because we were doing that when we was in high school.
And I've asked this 100 times. I said, well, what is the progression of good work? What are you supposed to look like?
What am I supposed to look like? If I've been doing this since 13, 14, 15 years old, and if I'm still doing the exact same thing, what am I supposed to look like? You know, I didn't go from 130 pounds to 220 pounds in 6 months. You know, you can see my progression in all my shows. So there's no... this one year where I gained 40, 50 pounds. It's just not going to happen.
No.
My first show, I was 171. I mean, on stage right now, I'm weighing 205, 212. You're talking about 25, 20, almost a 30-year mark.
Yes.
That's about average. That's about where we are.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I was about to say. You know, it's not about the weight, but what you've done with the muscle. And I think we've been so blinded, or I'd say we've had the horse blinders on, where this is what looks like somebody that competes, and then you see a natural physique, and it's so unique in its structure that it will throw you off. Honestly, it will throw you off. I said, because the one thing I looked at when I saw the enhanced round is basically a line of people that were just shorter or taller, but all basically either on the same kind of gear and having a certain look. But you could almost run across the board is how that look was going to appear. And then you talk about a natural stage, everybody is unique. Everybody.
And that's what I said. I wouldn't want to be a judge. Because when you compare me to a longer, taller bodybuilder, it's harder than myself. I mean, where do you draw the line? Who is the best when I come with more muscle, more fuller bellies? You know, but I'm just as hard. But this dude, you can almost count his ribs. So, I mean, who's the better competitor? You know, and then that's when you start splitting hairs. You know, that's when you go into the serratus and the calves and those hamstring shots. Because you don't know where to draw the line. You're looking for a line to draw.
Exactly.
And that's the thing.
And that's a good deal.
It changes from show to show.
And that's why I love. Like I said, it, as much as people get to see your pictures, unless you're going, and I'm telling you guys, this ain't just P4P Real Talk. This is an actual fan of the sport. The more live shows you get to, the more you'll truly understand natural bodybuilding, because that's where the magic happens.
Yep. But people see stuff online that they don't see the detail and the more. And the passion that you have on stage, you know, so they just see a still shot, and hopefully, and from the shot from the Olympian, the photographer, I can't remember his name, but he has some incredible shots. I mean, he timed them, some of them just like perfect. So you can tell he has the bodybuilding. I think he's a bodybuilder himself. So he
I think it's Coach Lorenzo.
Yeah, exactly.
Coach Lorenzo.
And so, you know, I think that's him. And so until someone actually goes to a show, you don't actually see that. You know what I'm saying? You're like, wow, these guys are crazy impressive. You know, it's almost like that bug.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get bitten, every time a show comes close, they got to go to it. It's one of those things.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love making comeback. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put on a show for you. I'm going to make you a non-believer. Well, because when you see me, you're like, okay, there's no way. Thank you. That's what I want.
Yes.
It was like the judges that seen me for the first time at the Olympia. And it was like, and you could say, same thing when I did that at the Pro International. You know, it was the same way. They've never seen me before. I love that look. That to me is priceless. I'm like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted. Oh, yeah. Exactly. I feel you. That's what it's not a cockiness. It's just one of the things where that conflict kind of comes in. And you feel it because I know the look when I see it. So I'm like, yeah,
yes.
Definitely. It's totally a different ballgame now. I'm going to switch it up.
When you're talking about an elite competitor on any sport, that's what happens. And you know, people, you will get angst. You will get some jealousy. You will get some envy because, like you said,
you own that
they don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, you get the remarks, and I appreciate the remarks. I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, I don't get mad no more. It just makes me train even harder. You think I look freaky last time? Mine. Think about what I'm gonna come with next time. No, wait till Mike Lewis get like Phillips. You know what I'm saying? You really, really go. You probably drug test me four times. Like, wait a minute, Mike got quick strikes. It's coming. I got pain in my pocket now, so it's coming.
And you talking about some good pain. I call it the house of pain.
It's coming.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm excited for 2016 because, I mean, just the fact that, I tell you, like I said, as a fan, to hear the elite wanting to compete on the same stage, that is what we need. It has to happen in order for us to grow. Because I know there's no animosity. It's just saying, look, I want to be against the best. And I don't know anybody that's a true competitor that didn't feel that. I mean, I'll go back to a basketball reference again because I played overseas and I was playing in Spain. And we would get trounced. 40 points, it seemed like, not it seemed like, it was happening, 40-point games. And coach would put me in because, you know, it was my first year and he wasn't sure if I could actually, you know, make it over there. But he said, well, go on and get in there. And every time we'd get close to catching up, he'd take me out and put the starters back in. We'd get blown out again. And he said, why do you circle that team? Because we knew we had to play them twice a year. And I said, because that's the team that kicks our butt. And he said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I said, for me, no. I said, everybody on that team is good. I said, we got a bunch of all-stars, but everybody on that team knows how to play together. I want to learn to beat them with this team that we have. Because if I can do that, I done did something special. And he looked at me like I lost my mind. But after he started looking at the stats, he could see. That's when I was playing my best.
You're just playing against the best. That's what it's about.
Yes.
That's what
you look
and
for.
Exactly. Exactly. And even the promoters for the shows, they see that when you have the best of the best, when you have the legends on stage, you know, it brings about a different force crowd representation. You know, people want to see it, so they come miles around. So they know it's not some kind of subpar show where, okay, this guy's going to win every time. And, you know, there's nothing like that at all. So when you have that, you know, because I know when Cleveland and I eventually get elbow to elbow on stage, Atlanta going to turn upside down. It's like, yeah, here we go. Here we go. It's going to be a knockdown dragout. You know what I'm saying?
And that's so true. That's so true.
Yeah, that's crazy cool dude, but he know like I know we can't wait till we get side by side because we're going to probably at the 30 minutes. They're going to send everybody else backstage. Like, you know what? It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to the day, I tell you that.
I'll reach out to him and see what we can come up with. And we start putting it out there, start pushing it. And, you know, like, we'll P4P, you know, in our hip pocket, you know, helping us out, you know, pushing things. You know, it's gonna be just that much of a, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I think everybody coming out of that way. Everybody coming.
And you talking about just, like I said, get your popcorn ready. Because I have,
that's it.
Oh my goodness, that's going to be a special show.
It's Tyson Holyfield, bro. It'll be 1, 2, and 3. It won't be one rounder, I tell you.